We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you're checking us out on the Her Hoops Stats Podcast Network. We're back with another episode of Dice It Up. Me and my girl, Ice Young. How you doing?
Hi, guys. What's going on? I'm in Chicago right now. Prepping for our game. Just got back from Atlanta. Still like weathering the traveling storm. I feel like I'm not used to it yet. I'm still exhausted every time we go city to city.
And that's a 12 or 11 a.m. start on Wednesday?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yeah, super early. Yeah. But then we're home though. We do get home Wednesday night. I'll be home by 10 p.m. So that's kind of nice. But yeah, still getting used to the travel.
Yeah, I am going to find a way to get out of all meetings I have on Wednesday to make sure I can tune in and hear you.
There you go. That's dedication right there.
Absolutely. Speaking of my attention to my co-host, I actually went and worked out today because I've been seeing your Instagram stories and I'm like, oh my God. If you don't follow Ice on Instagram, be sure to, she'll motivate you to get up and work out.
That's
on
good.
Top of all the things you do professionally, you're still a professional hooper. And yeah, I just started feeling really bad about myself. So helping me get up and go to the gym.
My two workouts before noon is what I've been trying to get accomplished. But you know, it's interesting, right? Because when we're on the road, these are kind of my off days. You know, I do some cardio or I may lift, but I just, you know, try to explore the city, like really embrace where I am, what I'm doing. So when I get home, those are my, okay, we got to grind out these workouts now. Whereas everyone else is opposite, right? They get home and they're resting. I'm like, no, I've got to get workouts in because I can't work out as much as I want to. I'm on the road. So
I feel that. Yeah. Well,
I'm motivating you though. That's good.
One day we got to get together and do a shooting workout. Obviously I'll go at a slower pace, but you know, I want to get in the lab, see how you put it together.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah. So
normally I'm chill on good days.
I'm excited about this episode. We're the reserves are going to be announced, I believe, tomorrow. So the day this comes out,
yep.
For the All-Star game, we already got our starters. And we thought, let's give it our best and see what the coaches vote. And we are aligned on, I'd say probably 70%. And we'll start rattling them off real quick. And we'll start with the guards.
Yep.
So Arike, absolute lock, correct?
Yeah.
Skylar Diggins-Smith, who famously was voted 14th among the players guard-wise. So
yeah.
Potentially a revenge All-Star game for Skylar.
I could see that. I feel like Skylar would take that personally too. I could definitely see that.
Playing so well. And it's she hit a three the other night and hit the night celebration, you know?
Yeah. And, which which comes from Natisha Heidemann. I have to say that we've seen everyone do that, and they give credit to everyone, but not Natisha. It is Natisha Heidemann who created Night Night.
They're giving Curry the credit.
Yes.
Yeah, back in 2018.
Yeah, that has been Natisha's celebration forever.
I'll clip this part and make sure we tag her. she knows that we're giving her absolute credit. But okay. I did, shout out to Spread the Floor, the betting platform of her hoop stats. I had the Mercury to score under 80.5 points. They were right at 80. There was like, the game was over. And of course, Skylar just comes up and pulls a three at the end of the game and hits that celebration. So she hit that night night to Dallas and then to me personally. good for her. Good for the Mercury for getting that win.
Yeah.
All right. Next, Courtney Vandersloot.
Who just got named Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Obviously had that buzzer beater three that won them the game the other day against Minnesota. That was
cool. Their second three to win the game. I think the last like 2 weeks she had won it in New York.
Yeah.
Big game Sloot. I love watching her play.
Big game Sloot. I like that. That's good.
You love guards. So
yeah. We're gonna see when it comes to my the regardless of position players I have for the reserve team, they're all guards. I may switch that later. I'm starting to feel a little guilty, but yeah, the guards need more love in this league. Come on.
Absolutely. We're definitely aligned there.
Yeah.
So we got five forward spots or front court spots, and we're aligned on a few of them. So Elena Deladon, even though she hasn't played too many games, but still, I think if you look at their record with her and the numbers she's putting up, still absolutely an all-star. We need to go look at her, talk about her like first step at some point. The most deceptively quick person in the league. I have no idea how she gets by everybody.
yeah. And then she's also long, right? So that step is like, she's creating space. Yeah.
Like getting by like defenders, like Asia Wilson, like with ease.
Yeah. You
know? It's crazy to me. Okay. So we have her, Emma Mieseman, who's just been incredible in Chicago.
Love her game. Love Emma Mieseman.
So smooth.
Huge fan.
Next we have Breonna Jones.
Breezy. Will Breezy be? Yes, Breezy so will shocked. Be my only reserve that is actually a reserve on their team. She comes off the bench but plays starter minutes. But the rest of my reserves are all starters.
If you look at her stats on her hoopstats.com, she's second in win shares. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like an overall player rating, she's like our second best player from a reserve. Her numbers are ridiculous.
Yeah.
I almost left her off. You talked me into it after we looked at the numbers. So I appreciate you doing that.
Well, you're the stats guy. So numbers matter to you. I just watched the league and I'm like, yeah, that's who deserves to be there. And Breezy for sure. So I really hope she gets it. She's so deserving and so critical to Connecticut and just how they play their games, how they're getting some of these wins. So Breezy's got to be there.
Okay. Next,
we'll follow up with a little like Maryland Connecticut connection, Alyssa Thomas, which you know, this is Alyssa Thomas' stand account. Like I am super. I just think Alyssa Thomas changes MVP, right? Normally we look at MVPs and we say who scores the most, who averages the most, this and that. She doesn't do that, but in the points, rebounds, assist categories of our team and across the league, she is there, you know? I could talk about AT all day, but I won't. I see her all the time.
Fills up the stat sheet for sure. So we're locked on there. The rest is kind of where we go apart. So we have one more forward spot, /center.
Yep.
For me, I put in Natasha Howard. I think she's been instrumental in New York success. Her and Sabrina are a great two-woman team. I won't say two-woman team, but like a two-woman game. She has had some bad nights, but overall, I think her numbers speak for themselves. And defensively, she's an absolute beast. So I have her there. Who'd you have in your last forward center spot?
I have Tina Charles, which is, I feel like, is hard to dispute. You know, a little mix up right now, just switched teams and she's with Seattle, which I just have to say is so bad for the league. Like, I'm so mad that Tina did that. I support it though. Clearly you didn't want to be where you were until you got out of there. And then you went to Seattle. Like, dude, come on.
I did look, shout out to Jacob from the Her Hoops at staff. And I think the only two teams that like had the cap space right away were Connecticut and Inside Scoop. Did Connecticut even make a call? Do you know?
I actually don't know. I feel like maybe I would have sniffed that out if it was happening. But yeah, also too, from a front court position, not that you don't want Tina Charles, but like our front court is very much solid in this league.
Yeah.
So I could see Kurt being like, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it type of kind of thing.
For sure.
But it's Tina Charles too. Tina Charles.
So that is one where we differ.
Yeah.
Now we got the four spots that are available regardless of position. And we're aligned on two of those spots being guards.
Yep.
That would be Ryan Howard.
Got to put Ryan Howard in there. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Look, great minds. I didn't know we were going to say that one first.
Yes.
Got to be with Ryan Howard. Huge fan. I just love how solid she's been. And I think for, you know, the main scoring presence for Atlanta, knowing that when you play teams a second time, they're going to change their look on you or they're going to make it even harder for you. And she's still been finding success as a rookie and then staying composed in that. So definitely think she deserves to be there. Yeah,
she looks so comfortable, like does not look like a rookie. And is being asked to do a lot for that team. And you know, you look at, you know, the overall standings, they've been pretty successful. Granted, not so much against like better teams, but still, I think sky's the limit for that Atlanta squad. And she's a big reason for the success they're having.
For sure.
The other guard that we both loved, Kelsey Mitchell.
Yeah, I think Indiana needs some love. You got to throw them in there. You know, she's been solid, still averages 19 points a game. That's top five in the league. And then just, I think the addition of her game and the passing and the rate that she's passed the ball, getting other people involved sometimes when she is being hounded, which is every other night. I definitely think Kelsey Mitchell deserves to be in there.
Absolutely. I mean, her numbers are ridiculous. I just wonder like, how would she, I just wish she was on a different team on a contender. Like yeah. I mean, she makes huge shots. Like,
yeah.
And talk about being asked to do a lot. Goodness. I mean, for the last few years, I mean, she's been the driving force of that Indiana team. So sure. Shout out to her. Now we got two more spots left.
Yep.
What do you have here?
Okay. So I have Joel Lloyd and Ariel Atkins, which I don't think are wrong, but I also really love Ezzy Magbegor. I really love Ezzy. And I just think the way that she's played for Seattle this year, she deserves some recognition. Again, like they have gone up into this point and she has been their main focal piece at the five. You know, does everything right. Scores in the paint, rebounds, is a shot blocker. Oh my goodness. So I just love Ezzy. And I just want her to get in there. I don't know how, I don't know who I have to bump. That's a hard decision for me. But I just want her to get some recognition. And I also feel like too, I'd like her to get recognition before they start playing with Tina Charles, because I think that is going to completely change her production rate because it is Tina Charles. So maybe that's a little like inside thing for me too, is I just know that I think after this, her game and the role that she plays may change. But she's been doing such a good job and she's so efficient. That's going to be crazy to see her. If they can do that work with Tina Charles, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. So I have her in.
Yep. Yeah. I know. I just raved about her. And it's like, why didn't you have her in ice? I don't know. I'm sorry. I just wanted to shut her out.
I just can't believe you have Tina Charles in there.
Why?
You know, I just think this it's just a bad look, you know?
Because she left a team. She doesn't make the All-Star game.
Yeah. I mean, that's giving Seattle three front court players. Come on. Well, I mean, I guess we're doing that with Connecticut.
This is true. You know what? That's a good point.
But AT plays every position. She's playing point guard lately sometimes.
Yeah, 100%. AT is probably the regardless of position person, because we don't know what position she really plays.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't have Jewel Lloyd. I think she's not had the same year she had last year. I still, you know, I think she's an incredible player, can go off on any night.
Yeah.
I wanted to find a spot for Ariel Atkins. I do love her game. But I have somebody that you were not.
Who is this? Who are you booting Jewel Lloyd and Ariel Atkins for? Please tell me.
I love her game. She is a front court player and her numbers are fantastic. She's, you know, fourth in the league in rebounds, averaging over 9 a game, averaging 13.1 points per game. And since being moved in the starting lineup, part of one of the best offenses in the league, maybe one of the best offenses in history, and that beat De'Erica Hamby. If you're listening right now, you should see it.
Listen, I do think that she's had a really good season. Obviously, she has been key to the success for the Aces. And I don't disagree that numbers-wise, she deserves to be there. Like, she's definitely in the conversation. But also, like, the Aces already have three players starting the All-Star game, right? Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young, and then Asia Wilson, who is also a captain. So I'm kind of like, all right, you got enough players in there. Let's give it to another team and kind of share the wealth. Also, I just feel like it's Jewel Lloyd. It's Ariel Atkins, you know?
Yeah.
They are incredibly solid for their teams. Not that she isn't. Yeah, I'm just not. If I had an extra spot, I would, numbers wise, no one's probably going to, you can't agree with me, but I would choose Ezzy over De'Erica. I just would. I don't know. I just would, but she has been hoping. If she makes it, I'm not going to be surprised. I'm just going to be like, who did they leave out?
Yeah.
That I feel like, and I always want to give the guards love too. Obviously, you know, this league, I swear, is dominated by post players, which we know that. And so I just want to give the guard some love. The guard some love, and then Ezzy.
I'm looking forward to a huge, we're recording this around 7 p.m. Eastern time. And, you know, it's about 3 hours until the Aces play the Sparks. I'm hoping we get a huge De'Erica Hamby game and I can text you. So you'll be listening to this after this game. So hopefully the Aces take care of business and De'Erica goes off and I will sound super smart about my recommendation to coaches to vote for De'Erica Hamby.
I don't think you're going to have to convince them of a lot. I don't know. I'm not 100% there, but also the Sparks are struggling. So she probably doesn't even need to have a big game and they will be fine.
Yeah.
Chelsea Gray is out though. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Which makes a difference. But yeah, I still think they'll be fine.
I know. Well, I mean, I love this matchup on paper. I gave it out by the floor. The numbers I model with, I expect the Aces to win by double digits, but like they have the last two matchups against the Sparks. But I mean, the Sparks can randomly go off. I mean, they beat Seattle and Seattle recently, and and Seattle been kind of on a little run ever since losing to Connecticut.
100%, sure have. Yeah,
this league, never know.
Yeah, I think that's the beauty of the league, right? Okay, so who are your regardless? Give me your four regardless of position players that are reserves.
De'Erica Hamby, Ezzy, and then Ryan and Kelsey Mitchell.
I'm not mad about that. I'm not mad about that. You've got Ezzy in there, which I love. I'm not mad about that. I do think Jewel Lloyd or Ariel Atkins will be in there, though. I think one of them will be.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see
it. Yeah, I think one of them will be. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll probably find out tomorrow. This is so exciting.
Yeah, we will. I'm excited to watch. We will be in Chicago for WNBA All-Star. We'll be doing some content stuff, some just chilling, getting to know everyone, some networking. I'm excited about it. I'm in Chicago now for my first time, so that'll be my second time, so be a little bit more comfortable when I run it back. I can't wait.
Yes, it's always good to see you in person. Love watching you on TV, always looking fresh. So everybody take off, you know, if you're not, you know, I don't advocate anyone for skipping out on work or school, but, you know, put an extra monitor up, grab an iPad, grab a phone, whatever, and tune in on, at, you know, 12 Eastern, 11 Central on Wednesday. Watch our girl Ice.
Gonna be a good one. I support that. You know, just look, take a mental health day and just say you needed basketball in your life. I think I've done that. I think it, you know, it helps. It's needed.
Absolutely. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.